Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, the host of this show. Carol Dean is the 2012 Lifetime Achievement Award winner from the Women's International Film and Television Symposium, the president of From the Heart Productions, and the author of two books, The Art of Film Funding and The Art of Manifesting, Creating Your Future. And Carol, today we want to talk about the art of manifesting, especially as it relates to filmmakers. So first, let's start with a new group that you're forming now called Intentional Filmmakers. And I understand this is a small group of 8 people that you're going to work with and mentor for several months, over several months' time. And this is going to help them make and finance their films.
Exactly, Claire. Thank you very much. I will have several groups, maybe 2 or 3, because if I keep it small, then we can all share our successes. And this is what we have to build on. We are always building on our success and sharing what works and what doesn't work. But filmmakers are always out there all alone. Like Lily Tomlin says, you're in this alone together. And that's quite true. But this class will bring us together, and I'll have a documentary class and then a feature class separate, because we'll be doing the same things, but our focus may be on different areas to get the money for those type of films. But the purpose of the Intentional Filmmaker Group is to use our minds as well as our to-do lists to bring abundance into our lives, fund our films, and make it a joyous process.
Great. It sounds like a wonderful class, Carol. And one of the things that comes to mind when I think about this is, and I know this for myself because I just got finished writing a book, had I not had the support of other mentors with me and other people who were also writing their books, coming together and, you know, helping each other through some of the bumps along the way and through some of the times when you wonder if you can still keep doing it, you know. Had I not had that, the process would have taken a lot longer. It wouldn't have been what I really would have wanted to create out of it. So I can understand why bringing a group of people together and, you know, intentionally working with filmmakers and using your minds, using the energy of the group to help you is something that can be one of the most supportive things that you can have. And you have a wonderful quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer: by banishing doubt and trusting your intuitive feelings, you clear a space for the power of intention to flow through. And again, that's from Dr. Wayne Dyer from his book, The Power of Intention. Would you talk about that quote for just a moment, Carol?
Well, right. Intention in the dictionary, it says that intention is one of the elements of genius, and it is extreme force, strength, and energy. And this class is to teach you how to put that energy into manifesting your film by using the power of your mind. We have so much power in each of us. And so it will take time. This class goes on for several months because first we start out with homework and we listen to miracles as an audio tape. We read, we go with Dr. Beckwith and his information. So as well as our to-do list for each individual person what it is that they need to achieve to fund and finish their films. Because the class starts with personal consultation to get me up to speed on where you stand and what you need to finish your film. And then we we're all together on the Google Hangout twice a month for an hour each time. Plus, there is a mentoring session with me. So you get 3 hours per month. And, of course, if you panic during the month, you always have access to me. Mm-hmm. Most important thing is that we have to work together to achieve our goals and listen to each of us as we move through this new process of shifting our mind into a whole new realm where anything is possible. Because if you have to raise $300,000 to do a film, sometimes that can be daunting, Claire. So do you understand? It takes a village to make a film, really.
Yes, yes. And putting your mind into the mode of creation mode and letting that become one of the tools for actually funding and creating that film, I can completely understand. And you mentioned Dr. Beckwith. Just for those who don't know, can you just tell us who he is?
GAPI is a church here in California, and he is the head of that. But he is a brilliant man who's been through a lot of trauma in his life and succeeded beyond his wildest dreams. He's just one of our greatest people who lives this spiritual life and teaches all of us how to maintain the self-confidence and the knowledge and use our minds to create our future.
Great. And you're going to be using some of his material in this class that you're putting on.
Yes. The homework during the months will be to listen to some of these wonderful people and incorporate their thoughts into our own, with our own thoughts, and move us forward with our manifesting and creating abilities.
Wonderful. Now, tell us about the PEAR Research Program.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to know about, to understand the power of the mind, because Brenda Badoon and Dr. Robert Jahn proved that the mind can override computer programming. They did 12,000 tests, and a 50-50, they're saying, would be that it was just chance. But over 50% would mean that there was some believable action caused by the participants. They took normal people and set them in front of a TV screen and told them to intend certain things, more I's than O's for 20 minutes, more O's than I's for 20 minutes, and then nothing for 20 minutes. And then they put all of this through a computer and came back with the fact that, yes, the mind can override computers. So this, to me, is a beginning place to say, yes, I have a lot of power in my mind, and my intention is that power. Intention is what really took me what I used when I built my business. I had an idea to take short ends left over from production and turn them into a little business that I could run out of my house and raise my daughter and my son. And my husband thought I was crazy, so he said, no, he said, you'll never do it. But I took $20 from my grocery money, and I wrote letters and began this process of selling the film. Then I went out and bought these short ends, and fast forward, over the years, it became a $50 million a year business, and I drove the sales up to $9,000 before I sold the company. And this is willpower. This is the intention. First, I had to prove he was wrong, and second, I wanted to. I got in the film business, and I met all these wonderful people. I had a great time. So I put my attention on my intention, and that's what we need to do with this class. And because I've done it before, I really know how to get on this path and stay on there, and that's what I want to. Mm-hmm. Why I want to mentor film makers so that they can move themselves forward and create their self-esteem and hold themselves in this power to achieve and complete their films.
Yes, and Carol, I have to say, knowing you over the years and hearing so many of your stories of the things that you've created, all of them success stories that really amount to a lot in helping to support people to feel that they're in good hands with you. You are a true trailblazer. You have done it yourself. It's true. You have done it yourself, and you have helped many others do it too. This reminds me of a wonderful quote that comes from Carlos Castaneda's book, A Separate Reality. And he says, intent is not a thought or an object or a wish. Intent is what can make a man succeed when his thoughts tell him that he is defeated. It operates in spite of the warrior's indulgence. Intent is what makes him invulnerable. Intent is what sends a shaman through a wall, through space, to infinity.
Fantastic. That is so true. And you do see, because this book is called A Separate Reality, this is really what we have to do. We have to sort of separate ourselves from the reality that you can't do it. And because as soon as you say to someone, oh, I need to raise $200,000, $300,000 for this film, they say, my gosh, are you going to do that? And then, you know, your self-esteem, let's say you start out in the morning and you have 100%. By nightfall, you may be down to 10% left because of all of the resistance and all of the no's and all of the things that come up. So you have to know that you have support, that you can achieve it. And I believe that miracles still exist. You know, you might think that it's a miracle if you get your film made, but no, creating miracles begins with a good story, a good director, and it really starts in your head. Your film starts when you believe that you can do it. Right before Christmas, I was meditating on abundance. We are physical sponsors, and we have a lot of filmmakers under our support. And so I was thinking about them and how I wanted to manifest lots and lots of donations for them over the holidays because they would come through our computer and through PayPal. And I'm telling you, it worked. We must have had 100 donations in like 3 days. Now, that's the good news.
Carol, that is amazing.
It is. But what happened was that mostly they were $20 and $50. And I looked at the universe. I said, come on, guys, I meant big money, you know. But the next side of it, it's a process. So you have to be sure, be very clear on what you ask for. And that's part of the mentoring. We set goals in the Intentional Filmmaker class. We will set goals that we want to achieve, and we will tie those to holidays. I like to say between now and Easter, you can achieve this. And on Easter, you may be getting dressed to go out, and you'll say, well, my film is in the edit room. That's what I expected. It's there. I will have a lot of fun editing. Maybe the next marker is July the 4th, and you're outside. You see yourself at a barbecue, and you're saying, hey, you know what? I've got my first rough cut. I'm so proud of it. It's timing, and you want to keep sending all of these all of this energy up to the universe. It's important to recognize that we are made of energy, and our thoughts are energy, so that we keep our thoughts purely clean, confident, and on our goals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there are days when we're not as strong with that, where a group effort helps to keep us on track as well. And so that's why I really love the idea of what you're putting together here. Now, you also say that you move out of the collective unconsciousness to create your future. Can you explain this?
Yes. Jung says that this is the collection of all thoughts people have had over the years, that you can't run faster than this. You can't get from LA to New York any faster than this. That is all the knowledge. There's a knowledge base, and if I had listened to that, it would have said, you can't start a business on $20, Carol. You don't even know how to sell motion picture film. I mean, it was an impossible thing. But the point is, I didn't tap into that collective unconscious. I just thought I could do it. And getting to that place and staying in there is a process. And that's really what we have to do in this class. We have to look at the power of the universal law that's always with you, because it will fulfill your thoughts and your feelings. You see, if you consider what they're saying in quantum physics, that we are all energy, that everything is energy and we are energy, then our thoughts are energy, Claire. So what we are thinking, we are sending out. So perhaps we get back exactly what we project. That means that we have to make sure that we're projecting the proper thoughts, that we're projecting the completion, or that we pretend it's already completed. I think that works even better. But it's a matter of belief, and your ability to work miracles is really predicated on how easy and quickly that you can move away from this world belief pattern and just step above them. Mentally leave where you are now and step into the unknown. Now, Carlos Castaneda would say that you have to jump off that cliff, right?
Yes, the leap of faith.
Right, leap of faith. That's what it takes.
But and how can people... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what I want you to do is, for example, consider that the universal law is like a shipping clerk in a factory. It gets your order, and it sends out what you ask for. You ask for a size 12, you get a size 12. It's there to send you what you ask for. So you have to be aware that your thoughts and feelings are sending out requests daily. I say you're manifesting daily, so you need to be sure that what you ask for what you want, and you make a really strong ask with your intentions clearly defined.
Yes. Right, and thought is magnetic energy, and you're drawing it to you. I'm wondering, how can people change their way of thinking, people who struggle with this kind of thing, where they can change the way of thinking and be open to manifesting if they need that kind of support?
Well, we all do. And I'll just go back to the Louise Hay story that is so important. She had cancer, and her friends were talking to her when she told them about it, and they said, you know, you are really negative sometimes. You really have a negative perception on things, and maybe that's one of the problems. Well, she said, of course, I never say negative things. So she put a tape recorder by her telephone and recorded her calls for a week. Now, this is the way the story goes. And when she played them back, she found herself projecting negativity into the future. So she changed her mind. She became totally aware of what she was saying. And that's what you have to do. Be careful. There's a saying that says, watch your thoughts because they become your words. And watch your words because they become your character. And your character becomes who you really are. So it all starts with what we let our thoughts become. So you must keep your thoughts on your goals, your future, and saying things on a daily basis like, I'm truly blessed, I'm truly blessed, will bring you a lot of blessings. I can vouch for that.
Yes, yes. Well, and then, you know, you also talk a lot, especially in your book, The Art of Manifesting, about quantum physics and the concepts and how it works in with everything being energy and thought and so forth. So I really understand the concept, and helping people to get to that place where they feel that they can do that. That's one of the real tricks. And it's done. It's done all the time. So now I know that another thing that you have going for you is you you don't find that words are important so much, but what you say is energy, and that's what makes the difference.
Right. Well, words are manifestors, see. And there's a brilliant Australian author named Brendan Murphy who has compiled information for us about language. And he says, based on research, that human language seems to emerge from the grammatical and structural structures within our own DNA. And so as artists, we know that words are really important because they're part of our films, our written material, our pitches. Finding the right words to touch hearts and engage people to donate and support our projects is paramount to the success. So what's so important to me about this information is that what we think also assures us that we are correct in taking care to choose the right words to reach our audience. This means, Claire, that when you say, well, I hope to, or I would really like to, no, you say, I am creating. I don't hope to create. I am creating. And I, when people send me their proposals and they ask me to review them, I often find they say, I would like to. And I go back, I strike that out and say, no, I am. You have to mm-hmm. pretend you're a train on a track going from here to there. You want to join me? Get on board. You don't? That's okay. Because I know where I'm going and I'm going to get there. And on time. Now, that attitude is what people pick up when you pitch your film, that confidence. And, yes, they'll get on board or they won't. But that's okay because for every no, there is a yes sitting out there waiting for you. And you have to come to that faith and believe it.
True, yes. And, you know, this reminds me of Don Miguel Ruiz of the book The Four Agreements. And he talks about as one of those agreements that one of them is be impeccable with your word, because he also says the same thing you do, that words are important and what you say is energy and it makes a difference. And being impeccable with your word is being mindful of the words you use. And many times I see on Facebook wonderful quotes and things that people share, and you know, they're shared in all the different social media areas. And sometimes they'll use the words, I will be a light for the world today. And that's great. What I hear you saying is, I am a light for the world today. And
yes.
It's such a subtle difference.
But it's very powerful. See, because
yes,
you're sending out future stuff to the universe. And let's pretend it's a shipping clerk, all right? So you send out, I will. He says, okay, put that in the future. Now, what's for today? Okay, I'm going to pick up my laundry and go to the grocery store. You're manifesting that kind of stuff at night. When you go to bed, you see these things. So I say, when you go to bed, you pretend that you're in a brilliant screening room, your favorite screening room, and you're sitting there, and you're in the control seat where you can talk to the projector because you are in control, and you say, roll my film. The lights go down, the screen starts, you see the title, and you feel completion, that success feeling, and you start sending emotions out there to the universe along with your thoughts. You see, emotions heighten it. Let's back up, and let's pretend that when you send out a thought, it's an energy form. But when you send it with emotions, wham, that gets the priority signature. So the clerk who's filling order says, whoa, we got an emergency here. Okay, yes, we got to finish this film. Why? How are we going to do that? Oh, well, she knows so-and-so who knows so-and-so, and they will help fund it. So we're going to put her in a party with that guy. So I teach that when you start sending out these requests and these beliefs, you take every opportunity because you never know what has been done to manipulate the future so that you bring in who you need to meet. And once you've got your pitch really strong, that's what we work on in the Intentional Filmmakers, a credible, sticky story pitch, then you just pitch everyone, and everyone becomes a part of your film, and they're out there pitching others, and you do attract the right people, all right?
Yes.
So it's really a fun thing, what I want to work on. I'm so excited about these classes because abundance is the word, Claire. Everybody is talking about, oh, my gosh, there's no money in the economy. Everybody is starving. We're all that. Yes, but look at what just happened. When on Indiegogo, a group of people decided to help Karen have a vacation. They wanted to raise $5,000. And they raised $680,000, my note says. This tells us that there is an immense amount of money available. So you have to keep this abundance. Now, let's talk about that video, because when we saw Karen being bullied, we felt so sorry for her. So it elicited an emotion from us, the film did, and we she touched us, so we donated to her. This is part of the learning process. You have to realize that we are operating out of our heart chakra, all of us. We're talking to each other, and it's feelings that make decisions for us. And particularly if you're over 35, you go back to how you feel about something, and that's how she raised so much money. And then you fast forward over to the guy who raised over $1 million for the Tesla Museum. He made an ask on Indiegogo that said, let's build a goddamn museum for Tesla. He was the greatest geek, and we ignored him. He made a bold ask. He didn't do a video. He only did it with words. And he surpassed his own goal, too, because he believed he could do it. So faith, belief, and knowledge all work together. So I'm totally into ask and you shall receive.
Right. Now, you know, there is so much more we could talk about, and we just have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure that we have time to talk a little bit about your book. I know that your book is available online. It's also for sale on your website, and you have an audio program. Would you talk about both of those for just a minute?
Well, yes. You know, I wrote The Art of Film Funding. It's in its second edition now, but the purpose was to help filmmakers fund their film. And then I realized that it wasn't working at all in some areas. Those who said, well, you know, I think I'm going to have a hard time getting the money, actually did. So I wrote The Art of Manifesting as what I call the right brain book, because you've got to have the faith and belief in yourself. So it outlines how to shore up your confidence, how to manifest, what a law of manifesting says, and how you can use it on a daily basis. And then the back part of the book has stories of filmmakers who have achieved against great odds. And we have that as a video. The audio book is also downloadable as an e-book on the website.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
So these are good tools. So you've got to have the faith, confidence, and belief to go with the to-do list. And you really need a mentor to look at your proposal, your funding materials, your trailer, and make sure that you've got the essence of the film and that you were touching people's hearts. That's what opens pocketbooks, believe me.
Yes, that is where, because that's where the real core of the energy is in the emotion and intent that you put into that. Absolutely. Now, I know that the intentional filmmaking class is going to be meeting soon. When, you know, tell us a little more about how often you plan on meeting. And your website is fromtheheartproductions.com, correct?
Yes. And there's nothing on the site yet about it, but if you're interested, you should email me at caroledean@att.net, caroleedean@att.net, or send me an email to that address, and we'll set up an appointment. I can send you more written material, but the truth is we really need to talk about who you are and where you are, because maybe you are halfway finished with your film and you just need to get the final cut and distribution. Yes, we can work with you. So it's your art. It's time to get really serious about your art, put that intention out there, and make it happen. That's what I want to do, is help filmmakers finish their films.
Absolutely. Again, that web address is fromtheheartproductions.com. The email is caroledean@att.net. You can reach her through the website as well. We want to thank you for joining us and tuning in. Find us on Twitter and Facebook as well, and good luck with your films, everyone.